朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
两个礼拜以前，我在这边讲到耶稣基督骑驴子进耶路撒冷的故事。
Two weeks ago, I was here talking about the story of how Jesus Christ was on a donkey entering into Jerusalem.
那里的信息就是说主要用它。
The message says that the Lord needs it.
过了十天，我在《洛杉矶时报》上面也看见。在第一版就有这样的新闻。
Ten days later, on the first page of Los Angeles Times, that there's such a news.
不知道你们有没有人读《洛杉矶时报》的
？I don't know if you read LA Times.
有没有看见在礼拜四的新闻？礼拜四的头一版上是说什么
？Did you read on the first page on Thursday?
看《洛杉矶时报》。
Don't we have anyone read LA Times?
对 ，Donkeys in the Promised Land。
是讲这个在这个应许之地的驴子。
他那里也举了两个例子，一个讲了巴兰的驴，一个讲了耶稣基督所骑的驴。
It talk about two examples. One is Balan's donkey, and another one is the donkey that Jesus Christ rode on.
我想，好家伙，这《洛杉矶时报》传起福音来了哈。
And I say, wow, LA Times spread gospel.
后来下看下去不是，他说在耶路撒冷的驴被虐待。
And as I continue to read, I realize that they talk about the donkeys were abused in Jerusalem.
但是这也叫我想起在圣经里面驴的故事不止一则。
But that reminded me of that many stories about donkey more than one.
所以我就花了一点时间研究一下在圣经里的驴子。
Then I spent some time to study other donkeys in the Bible.
因为当主耶稣对门徒说主要用他要用那些驴驹的时候。
When Jesus said to the disciples that the Lord wants to use the donkey,
免得其他的驴觉得不是 equal time 哈，觉得他们没有得到公平的待遇。
Lest other donkeys felt that it may not be equal time, they didn't receive fair just treatment.
所以我们也看看圣经里面其他的驴怎么样被神所用。
So let us study that what are other donkeys that how they were used by the Lord.
当然，在马太福音二十一章跟马可福音十一章里面所讲那个驴，神主要用它，我们就知道神也有意思。主耶稣把我们这些人当作他可用的器皿。
In Matthew chapter 21 and Mark chapter 11 and talk about the donkeys that the Lord wanted to use it, also implies that Lord wants to use us as his instruments.
有时候我在想，不晓得神用驴子容易些呢，还是用我们这些人容易些。
Sometimes I wonder whether it's easier for the Lord to use a donkey or it's easier for the Lord to use us.
因为有些时候我们的脾气跟驴子一样硬的。
For sometimes our temperament is as stubborn as that of a donkey.
我们有很多很多自己的意见。
Many times we're very opinionated.
什么都可以，就是不愿意听神的话。
That everything we'll be willing to do except listening to the word of God.
所以今天我们读圣经里的驴子，这些驴子为我们平反。
So today we study about a donkey, and maybe the donkey will have something to say to support us.
那这里我们看看二十二章创世纪二十二章，这是圣经里面第一次出现驴子。
Chapter 22, this is the first time the donkey ever appeared in the Bible.
我相信圣经里面每一件事情第一次出现都很重要。
I think that there's always the significance of everything that if it's first time appearance in the Bible.
其实我不应该说它第一次出现，因为出现很多次数。这里讲的是，讲的亚伯拉罕的驴。
Maybe I should not talk about this is the first time it appeared, but this is the first time it talked about the donkey that Abraham rode on.
所以第二十二章讲到这里驴的故事。
Chapter 22 talk about a story regarding a donkey.
如果大家喜欢，我们下次几次都一直在讲驴的故事。
If you like it, we'll go on with this donkey story.
我们读二十二章第一节开始。
Let us start from chapter 22, verse 1.
这些事以后，神要试验亚伯拉罕，就呼叫他说：“亚伯拉罕，他说我在这里。”神说你带着你的儿子就是你独生的儿子你所爱的以撒往摩利亚地去在我所要指示你的山上把它献为燔祭。亚伯兰清早起来背上驴带着两个仆人和他儿子以撒也劈好了燔祭的柴就起身往神所指示他的地方去了。 这里在圣经里面就提到了亚伯拉罕的驴。
Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham, here I am, he replied. Then God said, take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I'll tell you about. Early the next morning, Abraham got up and saddled his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. This is the time that the Bible talked about the donkey.And Abraham rode on.
我想很多人读创世纪二十二章都读过了。
I think many have read Genesis chapter 22.
但是我们的注意力放在亚伯拉罕身上，放在以撒身上。
Oftentimes we pay attention to Abraham and Isaac.
最多也不过放在仆人身上。
Mostly we may pay a little attention to the servants.
或者也有人很偶然会注意到劈好的柴。
Perhaps some would think about the pile of the wood.
但是这里今天我们从驴的眼光来读这些圣经不大一样。
But yet, if we read the Bible from the perspective of a donkey, then we will realize the difference there.
因为这个驴它虽然没有说话，不像巴兰的驴会说话。
For this donkey, it does not speak, not like another donkey in the Old Testament.
但是它却是这件事情观察者，或者见证人之一。
But he would be considered as one of the observers or the witness.
那这件事情我们讲的是什么事呢？就是亚伯拉罕要献以撒的事情。
What did we talk about? This is the incident about Abraham offered Isaac.
请注意这里神的话是非常有意思的。
Here, pay attention to the word of God, which is very interesting.
他说你要带着你的儿子，就是你独生的儿子，就是你所爱的以撒。
Here talked about take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love.
他说要往摩利亚地去，在那里，在我所指示你的山上，要把他献为燔祭。
And go to the region of Moriah, sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I'll tell you about.
神的指令是非常清楚的。
God's command is very clear.
但是神的话也真是会挖人的心啊。
But yet, the word of God is really piercing through people's hearts.
如果就是清楚来讲，他可以很清楚、很明白对亚伯兰说：“把你的儿子以撒在摩利亚山上献为燔祭，就完了。”
Clearly, he said to Abraham, he could say like this: "Just take your son Isaac, and offer him up. Go to the region of Moriah. That's it."
但是他说：“你的儿子，你独生的儿子，就是你所爱的以撒。”
But he talked about take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love.
在神要亚伯拉罕把他儿子献为以撒的时候，在一再的提醒他，他多么爱他的儿子。
When God wanted Abraham to offer his son Isaac, he reminded him again and again how much he loved his son.
那这个正是他的独生的儿子最爱的以撒。
This is his only son, his most favorite, most loved son.
我姐姐很有手艺。
My older sister is very good at crafts.
所以她每一个我这几个孩子，包括这个老三生下来的时候，她都一人给他们做一个 quilt.
All my children, including my youngest one, that when they were born, everyone she made a quilt for them.
不是老三讲错了，是我的孙子，还不是儿子。
Even including my grandchildren.
那这个呢？我姐姐最近做了三床被子。
Recently, my sister made three blankets.
因为她有一个好朋友，她添了，她的媳妇生了三胞胎。
For she has a very good friend that her daughter-in-law gave birth to triplets.
我姐姐自己没有女儿。
My sister doesn't have daughters.
所以特别喜欢女孩子。
So she really favored daughters.
这个三个孩子中间有一个是女孩子。
Among the triplets, one of them is a girl.
所以他就做了一个 quilt 给他，那个给这个给他这个做了三个 quilt 给女孩子 quilt 特别花功夫。
So she made quilts for them for particularly for this girl. She spent lots of time on it.
每一个方块都是一个心坐在上面。
Every square has a heart on top of it.
而在那个心上面有很多很多的字。
And then on that heart-shaped thing, that there's many characters or alphabets. And everyone has different wording.
有些叫做 sweetheart.
Some say sweetheart.
Sugar.
蜜糖。
蜜糖。 Everything.
每个字每个都有。
我不知道她哪里找出那么多形容女孩子可爱的话。
I don't know where did she find so many wordings to describe how pretty a girl is.
最后两个心呢，她写什么字呢
？The last two hearts, you know what she wrote on them?
像中，要她拼的英文是写的中文的，其实用英文拼的。
She used romanization to have the Chinese words there.
这边写心肝，那边写宝贝。
Most favorite, precious, treasured one.
Heart and what do you call it? Well,
on the tip of the heart, something.
所以我相信以撒大概是亚伯拉罕的心肝宝贝。
So I can imagine that maybe Isaac is the most favored on in the heart of like apple of his eye for Abraham.
我知道我讲到心肝宝贝，我太太一定会在心里讲到另外一个人。
I know that when I use that Chinese term, my wife would think of another person.
因为我们教会里有个姊妹，她的儿子，她就叫她心肝宝贝。
For we have used to be in this church, there's a sister. She called her son as the babe most treasured one.
而她这个心肝宝贝一定要翻成英文很肉麻的字才有意思。
那怎么翻呢 ？How do you do it？
这个儿子到十五岁了，这妈妈还在当众叫他心肝宝贝。
So when the son reaches 15 years old, mom would call him that nickname in public.
所以这里我不知道亚伯拉罕对以撒多大不晓得。
I don't know how old Isaac was at the time.
也许也就十几岁了。
Perhaps he was in his teens.
而他这是他最爱的以撒。
His most beloved Isaac.
但是神吩咐亚伯拉罕把他的儿子献为燔祭。
But God commanded Abraham to offer his son up as a burnt offering.
那这里我们看见什么呢
？What do we see? Read here.
我们看见亚伯拉罕的顺服。
We realize the obedience of Abraham.
当你读下去的时候，你会发现以撒的顺服。
As you continue on, you will realize the obedience of Isaac.
那这个驴子，他所见证的，我们今天从这个驴子故事身上所要看见的教训是什么呢
？So, what did the donkey testify? What kind of lessons do we learn here?
我们知道神用亚伯拉罕，神用以撒。
We know that God used Abraham, God used Isaac.
所以我相信这个驴子所看见的是亚伯拉罕、以撒身上他完全的顺服和完全甘心乐意的奉献。
So what the donkey had observed is the total surrender or total obedience and the total willingness to offer from Abraham and Isaac.
当神吩咐亚伯拉罕要去献以撒的时候
，When God commanded Abraham to sacrifice Isaac，
你读第二节跟第三节中间没有任何的间断。
As you read verse 2 and 3, there is no break in between these two verses.
神说要把它献为燔祭，下面你就看见亚伯拉罕清早起来。
God said to sacrifice him as a burnt offering. Then the following verse, early the next morning, Abraham got up.
他就带着仆人，他的儿子背上了驴，把柴放在上面，就起身往神所指示他的地方去。
So he took with his servants his son Isaac and saddled a donkey, and they set out to the place where God intended for them to go.
亚伯拉罕的顺服没有一点点的迟慢。
That he did not delay his obedience.
而且你看这一段路是相当长的路，因为第四节说，到了第三日，亚伯拉罕举目远远的看见那地方，亚伯拉罕对他的仆人说：“你们和驴在此等候，我与童子往那里去拜一拜。”就回到你们这里来。
And that was a rather long journey, because you read on as the first. Four talked about on the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to the servant, stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there.
弟兄姊妹，你晓不晓得在这三天中间，亚伯拉罕有很多很多的时间去思想。
Do you know that in those 3 days, Abraham can take a lot of time to reflect, to ponder?
在这个三天中间，你也可以说有很多的时间给他后悔。
In these 3 days, you could also say that he had plenty of opportunities to regret.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你有没有开车出去，开到一半，忽然想起一件事情，想想回头回去了。
I don't know if you have ever experienced this. You drive out, and halfway there, you think about something, and then you turn back.
你要去一个地方，后来想想，哎，还是不要去，回去了。
You want to go certain place, you thought about it again, and you decide not to go, and then you turn back.
你本来往某地方去，在路上想起一件更重要的事情，就拐弯往别的地方去了。
When you set out for some place, you thought about something more important, then you make a turn and go somewhere else.
弟兄姊妹们，亚伯拉罕在这个三天中间有很多的时间可以思想。
In that 3 days, brothers and sisters, Abraham could have so much time to think about this.
他可以想到说，也许我这次决定太匆忙了吧，回家再问问主看看怎么样。
He could have thought about maybe my decision is too hasty. I should go back home and ask the Lord again. What should I do?
也许不一定问问神，他说我至少应该问问撒拉吧。
Perhaps I should not ask the Lord again, but at least maybe I should ask my wife, Sarah.
因为以撒也是撒来的儿子。
For Isaac was born by Sarah.
也许他就想，奇怪，这个命令恐怕不是从神来的吧。
Maybe he will wonder, perhaps this command is not from God.
因为他可以心里想，如果神要把我的儿子以撒献为燔祭，当初为什么要把他给我呢？
For he could have thought about, had God wanted me to sacrifice Isaac as burnt offering, why would he give him to me in the first place?
当初不是我们祷告的时候，神就给了我们吗？
When I prayed, God has given him to us.
或者更准确的说，我们还没有要祷告的时候，神就把它给了我们呢。
More accurately speaking, even before we pray, God had granted him to us.
并且在他的身上有许多的预言将要应验。
And then on him that there are many promises waiting to be fulfilled.
你知道亚伯拉罕得的以撒并不容易。
You know that it's very difficult. It's not easy at all for Abraham to get Isaac.
他曾经犯了很多的错误。
He has made many mistakes.
他从前想在他家里生下的大马色人以利以谢就算是他的儿子继承他的家业。
He thought that there was someone born in the family would be considered as his descendant, would take the inheritance.
他又以为他就要从他的妾夏甲那里得到的儿子以实玛利可以算他的儿子。
Maybe he thought about from his maidservant Hagar that he got a son by the name of Ishmael that would be considered as his descendant.
但是神说你的儿子要撒拉所生的儿子要成为你的儿子。
But God said that the son that was given birth by Sarah will be called as your son.
并且他说并且他们在不幸的时候还喜笑撒拉还真的暗笑神说不然明年这时候一定要生儿子。
I went in the midst of misbelief that Sarah chuckled, God says, no, next year at this time, she must give birth to a son.
并且亚伯兰知道这个儿子身上他要发展出整个国度来。
Abraham knew that from his son that a kingdom would be developed.
他说万国要因你的儿子得福。
That he said that all the nations will be blessed through your son.
如果他献为燔祭，神的旨意怎么样能够成全呢？
Had he sacrificed his son as a burnt offering, how will the will of God be fulfilled?
在这个三天中间，亚伯拉罕可以想起这些事情，可能怀疑自己的决定，也可能他怀疑听见神的声音是否正确。
In these 3 days, he could think of all these matters. He could doubt whether his decision was accurate and whether he had heard God right.
并且以撒的名字称作欢笑。
And also the name of Isaac means joy.
他老年所生的儿子以撒一定带给这个家庭许多的欢乐。
During his senior years that he has this son Isaac who would bring all the joy to this family.
他想起以撒所带给他的快乐，他想起他的儿子在家庭生活中间多么美满，他怎么能够忍心把他献为燔祭呢？
He thought about the happiness that his son brought to them. He thought about the happy moments in this family. How could he ever sacrifice his son as a burnt offering?
所以弟兄姊妹们，在这三天中间，亚伯兰有很多很多机会可以懊悔，可以回头。
So brothers and sisters, in that 3 days, Abraham had many opportunities that he could regret. He could turn back.
但是圣经里面告诉我们，亚伯兰不是这样。
But the Bible told us that Abraham was not like that at all.
亚伯兰一心相信神的命令，他也相信，即便他把以撒献为燔祭，神能够叫他从死里复活。
He believed single-mindedly that God's promise, and he believed that even he sacrificed Isaac, God can raise him from the dead.
因着他坚定的信心，他三天里面没有走回头的路，一直往前面去。
Because of his firm belief and faith, in that 3 days he didn't turn back at all. He just continued to move head on.
这里记载的很有意思。
Here it's quite interesting.
他说亚伯拉罕举目远远地看见那个地方。
Here it says that Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance.
我不知道这里有什么暗示没有。
I don't know what's spoken in between the lines.
但是弟兄姊妹记不记得在新约里面有一次主耶稣讲到亚伯拉罕他远远仰望我的日子。
Did you remember in the New Testament that the Bible says that in the days that when Abraham looked up to me in the distance?
他说看见了既看见了就欢喜。
When he saw that he was happy.
圣经没有确定的解释说这个亚摩利摩利亚山是不是就是亚伯拉罕在那里仰望耶稣看见耶稣的日子。
The Bible did not specifically tell us whether Mount Moriah was the place that where Abraham looked up in the distance.
但是这里的笔法他说亚伯拉罕远远地看见那个地方使我们想到他可能透过空间在时间的将来远远地看见所要成就的事。
But here the writing style says that he looked up in the distance, maybe through time and space, he could see that what is about to be fulfilled in the future.
这里第五节说，亚伯拉罕对他的仆人说，你们和驴在此等候，我与童子往那里去拜一拜，就回到你们这里来。
Verse 5 says that he said to his servants, stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship and then we will come back to you.
弟兄姊妹，这里讲的是什么？
What did it talk about here, brothers and sisters?
亚伯拉罕对于献儿子为燔祭这件事情，当作对神的一个敬拜。
Abraham took sacrifice his son as his way of worshiping God.
换句话说，他因为敬拜神的缘故，他愿意顺服神一切的命令。
In other words, for the sake of worshiping God, he was willing to obey all the commands from God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天我们讲到被主所使用，我们所要的条件是什么？
So the necessary condition for us to be used by God would be?
头一件事情，我们就要像亚伯拉罕这里所有的表现。
The first and foremost,is that we ought to be like Abraham.
我们要认识我们的生命是一个敬拜，我们生命向着神是一个奉献。
We ought to know that our life is worship.
不管神要我们做什么，
God, our life is an offering, regardless what God intends for us to do.
不管神叫我们做什么事情，甚至他不要我们做什么事情，只要我们把生命放在手中，他的手中也是我们最高的侍奉。
Whether God wants us to do something, or even God doesn't want us to do anything, as long as we offer our lives in God's hands, that will be the utmost offering worship to God.
他说你们和驴在此等候，我与童子往那里去拜一拜，就回到你们这里来。
He said that stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship and then we'll come back to you.
这里我们就想到亚伯拉罕的信心。
Here it reminded us of the faith of Abraham.
在希伯来文里面，这里第二个我们是不明显的。
In Hebrew, the second we here, we are unclear about this.
中文的翻译就没有第二我们。他说：“我与童子往那里拜一拜，就回到你们这里来。”他不晓得是一个人还是两个人。
The Chinese translation doesn't have the plural pronoun again, so they would, we would, as we read it, we would not know whether they will return as two people or one person.
但这里的话，无论是一个人或者两个人，都表明亚伯拉罕的信心。
Regardless two or one, they all reflect Abraham's faith.
如果这里英文的翻译是准确，翻作多数，我们就回到这里来。
If the English translation as the plural pronoun says we will come back here,
就证明亚伯拉罕的信心。刚才我说，他相信，他即使以撒献为燔祭，神也能叫他从死里复活。
It proves about his faith that even if he sacrificed Isaac as a burnt offering, God can raise him from the dead.
但弟兄姊妹们，底下你读的事情是非常有趣的。
As we continue, it's even more interesting.
第六节说，亚伯拉罕把燔祭和的柴放在他儿子以撒身上，自己手里拿着火与刀，于是二人同行。
Verse 6 says that Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife as the two of them went on together.
这里的火就是火种，是要把它献为，把，要把柴点上的。
The fire is to be used to burn the wood.
这里呢，他说二人同行。
As the two of them went on together.
第七节，以撒对他父亲亚伯拉罕说：“父亲呢？”亚伯拉罕说：“我儿，我在这里。”以撒说：“请看，火与柴都有了，但燔祭的羊羔在哪里呢？”亚伯拉罕说：“我儿，神必自己预备做燔祭的羊羔。”于是二人同行。
Verse 7, Isaac spoke up and said to his father, Father, yes, my son, Abraham replied. The fire and the wood are here, Isaac said, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham answered, God himself will provide for the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. And the two of them went on together.
这里注意二人同行这几个字。
Focus on the two of them went on together.
这个是非常美的图画。
It's a very beautiful picture.
你在任何一个地方看见父亲跟儿子一起走路，两个人同行，都是很美的事情。
Wherever you see that the father and son walk together, that they went on together with one heart, it's so beautiful.
你任何一个时候看见夫妻两个人同行，都是非常美的事情。
And any moment you see the couples walk together like that, it's beautiful.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。